Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Isaiah 14, verses 3 to 20, and Matthew 9, verses 18 to 34. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wertz entitled, Do You Believe? The Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah 14, verses 3 to 20.
When the Lord has given you rest from your pain and turmoil and the hard service with which you were made to serve, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has ceased, how his insolence has ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers that struck down the peoples in wrath with unceasing blows, that ruled the nations in anger with unrelenting persecution. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. The cypresses exult over you, the cedars of Lebanon saying, Since you were laid low, no one comes to cut us down. Sheol beneath is stirred up to meet you when you come. It rouses the shades to greet you, all who are leaders of the earth. It raises from their thrones all who were kings of the nations. All of them will speak and say to you, You too have become as weak as we are. You have become like us. Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your harps, maggots are the bed beneath you, and worms are your covering. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn, how you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly, on the heights of Zaphon. I will ascend to the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to Sheol, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you will stare at you and ponder over you. Is this the man who made the earth tremble? Who shook the kingdoms, who made the world like a desert and overthrew its cities, who would not let his prisoners go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb, but you are cast out away from your grave like a loathsome carrion, clothed with the dead who, pierced by the sword, go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not be joined with them in the burial, because you have destroyed your land, you have killed your people. May the descendants of the evildoers nevermore be named. This is the word of the Lord.
And then we have our New Testament reading taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9.
Starting at verse 18 to 34. While Jesus was saying these things, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hands on her, and she will live. And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well. Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in, took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout that district. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying loudly, Have mercy on us, son of David. When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? So they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched her eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, "See that no one knows of this." But they went away and spread the news about him throughout that district. After they had gone away, a demonic who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the rule of the demons, he cast out the demons." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, yeah, jump in. My thought was just this sentence that for me jumped out of that reading. Do you believe that I am able to do this? And thinking of that today, all faith stories in this short passage. Actually, there are four different faith stories. We have the story of the woman who has been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years, the story of a leader, a synagogue leader, very prominent person who comes in person and who asks Jesus to lay down his hands and basically to bring his daughter back from the dead. And then we have the story of those two blind people and the story of a person who was mute and brought by others. So four stories of faith, but faith expressed in different ways. The woman goes very quiet, and there was a reason that was linked to the culture of the days. Because of her condition, she couldn't touch anyone or would make that person unclean. And maybe that is why she didn't want to make a scene, but had faith that Jesus could heal, but didn't want him to be made publicly unclean because of her action. So she sneaked from behind. But Jesus doesn't mind. For him, it was more important that that person not only was healed, but was recognized by everyone that she was healed. If Jesus hadn't publicly said, "Your faith has made you well," she could have gone to others and they would have doubt maybe that she was truly healed, or they would not be wanted to be approached by her. Amazing faith of that leader of the synagogue, and we must kind of remember how dangerous it was for a person of the Jewish background with such a public and prominent place in the community. He was a leader of the synagogue. When we see at the very end how most leaders, Jewish leaders, were not very happy with Jesus, but he didn't mind. The needs of his daughter was more important than status and recognition or whatever he could lose. And he had faith that Jesus could do something about it. And then we have those two blind people who come to Jesus, and their faith is expressed by expressing Jesus' identity. "Yes, we believe you are Lord." And that was a key title to say, "You are the Christ. You are the one to come, and so therefore you are able to also heal us." The last one, we don't much very know, but it looks like he was brought by others. So whether that was the faith of others that also can make people better. So do you believe that I am able to do this? A failed question asked to me. What do I believe that Jesus is able to do in my own circumstances? And I think, well, there is a mixture. I think through the experience, there are things I know he's able to do. And maybe for me, the most obvious, he's able to forgive all my sins. I know that for sure, for a certainty, that through his death and resurrection, his blood, the life that has given on my behalf, is able to cleanse me from all my sins. That I have no doubt. And I believe that he's able to raise us, those who have put their trust in him, even though we died, and give us new bodies. What happened to him will happen to every Christian who has put their trust. That I believe. But I must admit there are situations I pray and I struggle through those prayers when they don't change or when they don't seem to move. And do you believe that I'm able to do this? Then is a question for me to maybe persevere, to be honest with God, and to grow also. I think our faith is like a muscles and it needs to be stretched and it needs to be put into situation where it can grow. So this is some of my thoughts for now. And maybe there is something else for you. Do you believe that he's able to do? And do you share a little bit of my struggles with there are certain things you know for sure, but there are other things we need to have our faith stretch and grow and
And I think that can your stretching and growing can happen at any age. It's not confined to the young or anyone that's new to the faith. I think it's even more important that those of us that have followed the Lord all their lives keep searching. If I could just go back to the first reading, what jumped out at me was, as soon as I started reading it, was that God is in control. And the world at the moment, and some of the world leaders, some of them, they have just so much influence, and their egos are really probably out of control. But God is in control, and we just, and he will sort it out. He will sort the world order, and we just need to keep praying that justice is done and is seen to be done, and that the weakest are made strong. And that's really jumped out at me as soon as I started reading it. It was like, hallelujah, Lord, you are in control, even though we feel at the moment that it's pretty chaotic in this world here. Anyway, that was my thought, but I don't want to take it that away from the second reading, because do I believe? Absolutely, 110%.
I think also it's keep on praying, pray without ceasing. And yeah. I think prayer is important with all things. You've got to use prayer first, and whatever the problem is or situation, but it's in the Lord's timing. And I think if you can hang on to that, how much longer do you want me to wait, Lord? But it's all part of growing you, isn't it?
Yes,
not
yes.
Patience. Faith.
But on that journey, we're never alone, and this is the thing, and this is his promise. He's walking that path with us, whether we're on a mountain and enjoying the view, or whether we're in the valley and it seems a bit dark, he's with us always. And praise the Lord. Thank you.
I think Jesus. What I get is it's 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, what time of the night it is, what you're struggling with, you might not be struggling with anything, but he's there all the time. You can just call on him.
Very powerful.
Well, let's pray. Let's pray and express our faith and trust in God's goodness, faithfulness. As we said in that psalm, it is good to sing from the morning of his goodness and at night of his faithfulness. Heavenly Father, today we declare our faith and trust in your Son Jesus, who for the sake of freeing us from sin and death took the punishment on himself. We believe that with all our hearts. We believe that he is now at the right hand of the Father, having received all authority, and he is, as Lynn says, bringing all things together. And there will be a time when Jesus, our Lord and Savior, will come back, not to forgive, but this time to sort the mess out and to bring justice and truth. And we believe with all our hearts that you are present with us by the power of your Spirit, our Comforter, the one who leads us in all truth. And we declare together our faith and trust in your good works in us. Like the Israelites, there might be time of challenges, difficult times, but you are with us. And like a father, sometimes you use those challenges to change us, to purify us, to bring us back to you. At other times, there are times to stretch our faith and our trust and our experience of your presence. Thank you for Lynn's away day on Saturday and that group, and how blessed they were with Brother John. And we pray for that ministry, for your blessing to be upon them. And we pray for Lexio 365, an app that allows a lot of people to connect, to pause, to reflect, and to commit. Bless those, inspire them as they write, to help your people to grow in faith.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.